Hey everybody, it's Sean, and it's time for a weekly huddle, talking about stuff that makes our practice better that often isn't related to medicine. So it's interpersonal stuff, emotional intelligence stuff, maybe process-related stuff, personal growth stuff. Today, I want to talk about toxic tactics that are unacceptable. Things that when you see these behaviors in a spouse or in an employee, that you can pretty much say to yourself, I don't think we're going to be able to go on from here. I don't think we're going to be able to recover from this. We might need to consider ending this relationship. I call it cord cutting, if you will. And the first one is people who always respond with anger when frustrations are voiced at the practice. So their answer to any kind of complaint or any kind of suggestion for change or any kind of operational disruption is to get angry and to squelch it. So they're really not open to any ideas. Their first response is just put you and the rest of the team down because you're suggesting a change. So be careful of people who are quick to get angry and frustrated when you're talking about making a change or voicing your opinion. Second type of behavior is folks who always apologize but never change. And I'm going to say this like the rule of three. Three times they make mistakes or do whatever and say, I'm sorry. It's like the boy who cried wolf, if you remember that fairy tale. I start thinking this person isn't going to make it because they're so not self-aware that they can't see that their behavior is destructive. And they think that an apology is buying them a ticket out of accountability. Not going to work. Third one is refusal to accept responsibility for anything. Literally defying or blaming other people when being held accountable. We all have those people who we say, well, they just don't take any accountability. Well, you have something you can do about people like that. That is, get them off the bus. A person who refuses to take any kind of accountability, well, great. That's usually called a person at home who's the abusive spouse. Like literally, it's not a dictatorship. Even the owner of the practice needs to be somebody who can step up and take accountability. Now, they don't have to change, and you would have to put up with that, but that's a whole nother discussion. Accountability. If a person isn't up for being accountable, they're probably not going to be a good fit for your team. And finally, these people that lie. They avoid, they don't talk about, like literally, have you worked with somebody who you have a version of events, you're both there, and they have a version of events and it's so different, and you look at them and like, I can't even believe the depth and audacity of this lie. That is literally somebody who is painting a different reality so that they in their own mind can accept their own behavior. Those are the four things that we want to look out for. Good luck.